This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 20th of August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, it's a warm and clear day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, and Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures. Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, making for a pleasant day outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Australia has summoned the Israeli envoy over a decision not to prosecute those involved in the killings of aid workers, according to the Jerusalem Post. Also from Ynet earlier this hour, Australia has called in the Israeli ambassador following the IDF's decision not to investigate the deaths of aid workers in a 2024 airstrike on Gaza. Also this hour, Axios reports that the Syrian foreign minister has called the Israeli bombing of the Abu al-Duhur airbase unjustified, heightening tensions among key U.S. allies. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes an unusual condemnation against Israel by the U.S. ambassador to Turkey, who is also America's envoy to Syria and Lebanon. And finally, I-24 News reports that U.S. President Trump has announced a significant economic campaign against Iran, warning of major consequences for its trade partners. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about Israel's defense minister Katz accusing Turkey's President Erdogan of dragging Turkey into risky ventures in Syria. Mark Dubowitz, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, shared his view earlier today on Israel's airstrikes in Syria, emphasizing the threat posed by Turkey and jihadists to Israel, from I-24 News English. There was a post 27 minutes ago quoting Defense Minister Katz, who reaffirmed that Israel will not allow threats to its security from Turkey. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Australia's diplomatic response, according to the Jerusalem Post, the Israeli envoy was summoned following the IDF's decision not to prosecute those responsible for killing 7 aid workers in Gaza in 2024. This decision has sparked criticism internationally. The diplomatic tension may affect Israel's relations with its allies. Turning to the situation in Syria, Axios reports that the Syrian foreign minister criticized an Israeli airstrike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase as unjustified. This strike, occurring early this morning, has added strain to the already complex relationships between the U.S. and its partners in the region. This development could further destabilize the region. Meanwhile, an unusual condemnation of Israel has come from the U.S. ambassador to Turkey, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew. The ambassador's comments reflect growing diplomatic rifts over Israeli actions. His condemnation could lead to diplomatic friction between the U.S. and Israel. Finally, I-24 News covers President Trump's announcement of an economic offensive against Iran. He declared this campaign on Truth Social, aiming to impose severe consequences on Iran and its trade partners. This move could significantly impact global trade dynamics and regional stability. On the economic front, first, Tech reports that Netanyahu's reliance on the far right has affected Likud's political stance. This shift might have long-term implications for Israel's political landscape and its governance. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, Mizrahi Tefahot Bank experienced a surge in credit by 12.5%, yet their profits remained largely unchanged in the second quarter. This indicates stability in the banking sector despite economic fluctuations. And finally, Globes highlights the widening home price gap between Tel Aviv and other Israeli cities. Tel Aviv's home prices remain significantly higher than those in affluent areas like Ramat Gan and Herzliya, affecting housing affordability. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.